Right. We were waiting for you.
There's like the one panel from Rent a Girlfriend.
Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast. You can have while listening to a podcast. What is that?
This is the panel from Rent a Girlfriend where after like he found out that he got cucked or whatever.
Oh, and then he nuts.
Yeah, I think he's into it. I forget. Anyways, I'm Jackson.
I'm Jack.
I'm Phineas.
I'm a cuck.
I'm a cuck.
You're not a cuck. And then they put these blue lock panels in, and I kind of like how psychotic the characters in blue
What is this collection of manga
panels? It's supposed to be the worst manga panels of all time. These rock.
Well, not the art, just like what they're kind of like saying.
I'm rock hard right now. Yeah, well, no, it's just...
I mean, it's like stuff that's out of context. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. The Gojo saying, nah, I'd win.
Nah,
it's pretty good.
I'd win. I can't even imagine Chad losing. I've never read Bleach, so I wouldn't know.
That's pretty good.
Any of this.
I mean, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, no, I love manga. My favorite manga.
I love manga.
Is
what?
When the supernatural
Garugamesh.
Garugamesh.
The supernatural becomes commonplace.
I love anime.
Did that manga?
I love anime.
That was a manga. That was an anime, and then.
That was it. I think there was just an anime.
Okay.
I don't know. I was just fucking
idiot.
I've got that on the mind.
Stupid bitch.
You know who's a stupid bitch?
Who?
Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
Dead bitch.
Rest in peace.
Could have never been me.
I was thinking we should start trying to Me Too Dianne Feinstein now that she's fucking dead. Just go in.
You should or?
We should, yeah. We should all come out with our stories.
Feel like about, that's gonna get torn apart pretty quick.
about how we were just walking around DC
You're allowed to get away with telling her to go fuck herself and when she was alive and when she's dead.
I'm just saying there was that one time that we were all walking around DC as like little 13-year-old boys, and she said, "Do you guys want to hear some good stock tips? Just follow me into my office.
Follow me behind the Abraham Lincoln Memorial."
And she said,
"The alleyway
She said, "You got some stocky tips." Tickled the tips of her peeners.
And we didn't talk about that before because we were afraid of retribution.
But that's now real.
Now we need to speak our truth.
And yeah, I don't know. Me too, I guess.
Me too.
Three.
I don't think that's going to work.
What's your wow?
Start me three.
This is our me three. This is Mew three. Mew two.
That's a hack joke back when Me Too was a thing.
Yeah. I know. I was just thinking that like
I'm gonna mega evolve my Me Too into Me Too Y.
Yeah, Me Too X. Yeah. I do think it would be funny if like the Pokemon community had a big controversy about like sexual predators and like the hashtag they changed it into Mewtwo.
They definitely had that. Yeah.
I know, but like if they were like, we need to frame this so people know that it's not just Me Too, it's also about Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to make sure your target audience is getting reached.
Did you see that one guy who was on, like, I think it was, like, Love Island or something?
I've never watched Love Island.
No, it was on Love is Blind. And he talked about how he was, like, ranked at this certain point on Pokemon Showdown. And they went back through his history. No. And, like, Pokemon Showdown, like, put out the receipts. They're like, he was this guy, and he was only ever ranked this high. He was never ranked
in
the top 100.
They
fucking outed him. I just felt kind of bad.
Good.
Because he's like, I was a top 100 player on Pokemon Showdown.
It's a shitty lie. You don't lie about something that is stupid and sucks.
Well, look, he's into Pokemon Showdown, but he's like, all these fucking... Love is Blind people, they aren't gonna fuck with that.
Yeah.
Right?
So you need to be the best.
I gotta be one of the best or it's nothing.
Yeah, there is nothing worse than being like, they're like, how good are you at Yu-Gi-Oh? You're like, oh, you know. I play the best ever.
Is that the first thing you're mentioning in the Love is Blind chamber? You're like, I'm a big time Yu-Gi-Oh player. She's like, what height are you?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see how that's relevant.
I don't know, but I could tell you how tall Exodia is.
I can show you my Baron de Floor three of.
My spine is so malformed that I don't know my true height.
Yeah. I spring up and down like a slinky occasionally.
They gotta put him on the medieval rack. Stretch his ass
up 5'9".
yeah,
that'd be too bad. Can I count my wingspan when I
feel like modern day chiropractors are just descended from the guys who did the torture?
Yeah, the medieval torture guys.
I'd be like, we got all these fucking awesome torture machines, but no one wants to use them no more.
Or like maybe you go back in time and there was a just a guy who tortured people who sucked at it. He kept making new devices, and then he'd use them, and like there'd be a pop, and I'd go, "Oh,
ooh, that felt good.
That's not too bad."
Yeah, like right before good. That, and he's like, "Oh, fuck!" Like, and then he tries to torture him more,
and then and then whoever that fucking hack is that started chiropractic, who like insisted it could like cure cancer and shit.
God,
he found that book. He found that journal, and he's like, "I can make use of this."
He found the journal of like torture things, and they're like, "But right before you kill them, it actually feels kind of good."
Yeah, exactly.
It still isn't good for
writing
them,
your notes
and isn't medical.
Yeah, can you get like sued as a chiropractor for doing medical malpractice, or does it not count as medicine?
You aren't held to the same standard as a doctor because you're not a doctor. But like, I don't know, if someone came in and they're like, "I want a back adjustment," and you fucked up their spine and like permanently injured them, like, you're for sure liable for that. There's no way.
I like the idea.
Unless they
like,
got some awesome clauses in whatever fucking agreement you signed.
You know, like, you can sexually harass your customers all you want. That's legal.
Yeah. You know how there's like, you know how like you can't like, it's one of those things where there's like certain things where it's like, well, if you're not liable in that specific case, it's like, that's what chiropractors are, where like they could just destroy you. They could like chop off your arms and they're like, they're a chiropractor. Yeah. So technically.
I heard about some guy who got in trouble because he was like one of those animal chiropractors and he fucking just snapped the dog's back.
Those always look like they're gonna fucking like, kill the dog.
What the fuck, dude?
I love the idea of like, because you look at those, you have like, to you're have, gonna kill that, and he's like, no, it's no, good. It's, and then he like actually fucking kills
they
the
have
dog.
To have so much confidence in like just making those kinds of like maneuvers.
I mean,
they
people,
are certain
people come in men. All day and they get their backs popped. And then they go, "Wow, that felt so good." Because, like, yeah, it feels good to get your back cracked, you know? Yeah. Like, who doesn't like
That's
that?
Right, yeah.
But then, a lot of them do, like, good physical therapy, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, that can help people. But, like, there's no reason to go to a chiropractor over a physical therapist.
Oh, God,
just none at all. But, like, their egos go up because there's all these people saying, "Wow, that's amazing." And, they're probably making pretty good money, too. So then this, dumbass comes in with their little lap dog. And they're like, "Yeah, I got that." Because there's no,
whatever. What the fuck? It's got bones. I could crack this.
I just love this fucking scared chihuahua. Where he's, like, looking at him. He's, like, palming it. He's like, "All right, one sec." And he's just, the guy's like, "Is he going to be okay?" He's like, "Yeah, it's going to be fine." He fucking snaps
he
in
puts,
half.
He
like
puts the chihuahua up on like the bricks, like he's about to break some boards.
Yeah, like the martial artists are doing like a bridge hand into a cinder block.
Yeah,
he's like, line it up. Okay.
Woo-cha!
Your dog. He'll be freaked out. It's fine. It's better now.
We can put those halves back together on your dog.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
It'll feel awesome afterwards.
I shattered the injured spine section, so it should be all good now.
I shattered the
injured. If all your bones are jelly, it probably feels kind of
like,
good.
See, we got your spine's malformed here, so what we're going to do is we're just going to fuck that up right there, and then it's not going to be a problem for you. You're just going to ignore that, but
don't worry about it. I would like if chiropractors did those things where it's like, this will make you taller, like the shit that'll like they'll like spread you out and like stretch you out.
I'm gonna get a giant pet anaconda and bring that to a chiropractor.
Crack.
Yeah, crack every single little thing in this guy's back. It'll be freaked out for a little bit.
It's like neck. It's tied down by the head so it can't bite him, but it's like thrashing around wildly. It's like, yeah, no, his spine hasn't been straight.
As he's like curling around him.
It's like, it's a snake. That's normal.
he's like breaking his back, but then like the anaconda just starts like wrapping around his head. He's like, "You better hurry up when he gets like that."
Yeah, he'll break out of them restraints, I promise you.
I'm counting on it.
A big old fucking boa constrictor.
Well, keep him in a big mason jar in my basement.
I don't feed him.
What about those people that get the fucking shin extension surgery? That shit's wild.
Apparently that puts you in so much pain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Just for the rest of your life.
I can't imagine it's a real way to get taller.
One of my favorite things is the people who are like, men will literally like break all of their bones and extend them before going to therapy because it's like a height thing. Because it's like, yeah, I want to be a little bit taller. And it's like by an inch.
Yeah, dude. I can't imagine going into like some kind of surgery like that literally just to be like half an inch taller.
See, if I was already 1 inch taller, I could see it, right? Because I'm 5'10", like 5'10" to 5'11". Who cares?
Yeah.
5'11" to 6 foot.
That's a big deal.
That's your breaking point.
What if you had to stay in a wheelchair for 8 months, but you got 2 inches taller?
Hmm.
For 2 months?
8 months.
8 months. Fuck no.
Do I get like pay to make up for the work I'm missing?
No.
Then no.
You have to pay them.
I would, if I did that, I would miss rent.
It's like a very fucking expensive
hospital.
The shit
is fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, that would fuck my life up.
Yeah, that would be sure. Tough.
So
you
no.
Go to massive
well, but
debt
then after you're done,
taller.
you get that, like, you know, you're a Giga Chad now.
People who are taller,
I'm a Giga Chad, and I will start making six figures.
Except your body's proportions are all kind of fucked up because you're a little bit too tall. Yeah. Your legs are a little bit too long.
See, people, they're going the wrong way about getting height. What you want to do is you want to take two pieces of plywood about the size of your head.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of rubber bands. And you're just going to want to try to your best to squish some of your head out the top. Get a little height that way.
Become a little pinhead.
It's just like, that guy's 6 foot and you've got like an oblong alien.
Well, you'd be the opposite because I'm imagining like a V that meets your chin. So you end up being like a triangle head.
Yeah.
But you're just pushing all that stuff up.
Would you
look like Phineas from Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah, it could be the real Phineas.
Except more like brain damaged because you just squished your
Well, if you do that...
It's going to only affect your chin.
If you do that to a baby when its skull is still soft, apparently it doesn't affect cognitive ability.
Really?
Right? Because the brain just kind of grows to fit whatever container
it's meat.
It'll make what it needs to make if it's still in the process of doing that. So you look at like a lot of Egyptian mummies and like they got weird fucked up skulls.
Yeah, the kingdom of the
crystal skull.
Because
they were like, we want people to think that we're not even human.
Yeah.
Right? We want them to think we're gods.
The head
wrap. So they're like, we'll get our heads all in a weird fucked up shape. And people will be like, what the fuck is that thing? Like, all right, if he's king and he's saying he's God, I believe it. Because I ain't ever seen anyone look like that shit.
That's a wild ass
that is,
head.
But it's like, it really shows the Egyptians were kind of on the same wavelength as we were. Because a lot of them had to sit down and be like, okay, like, we're going to die. These things are going to be huge. They're going to be around for a while. And, like, someone's going to find them, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? They don't want to open it and just be, like, a regular dude. Like, let's make it so we're, like, fucking weirdos.
Well, we're not on that wavelength at all. We make everything to fucking crumble into dust in 10 years.
No, I'm saying, like, them being... Because, like... Haven't you ever thought about like burying yourself in a weird way? So like if you were to die,
I want a Viking funeral.
Oh yeah, I want a Viking funeral, but
and Lake Carter.
Out of a Viking funeral on the
crash fucking, into somebody's pontoon boat hopefully and make it explode.
I want a Viking funeral, but on the whatever Bob Carey pedestrian bridge, you guys just shoot fire arrows at my. You guys just get up there and everyone's like, "What the fuck are they doing?" And you're just shooting fire arrows.
You guys want to start that as a business? Offer Viking funerals. Work with the city. Be like, look. We know you don't want people shooting fire arrows. But what if we get training, we get it all sanctioned, you guys say it's okay, and just let's do Viking funerals at Carter Lake.
Yeah.
People love that.
We'll charge like $1 million and you guys will get like...
You guys will get
like half of that, so...
It's up to you.
That is like all of those things. I'm always...
Say no. We're going to do it.
I think like there should be a site or there should be something where it's like you can send someone a bunch of money and then like basically you can send someone a bunch of money right before you die so you can just max out all your credit cards and just like buy something and then die. And it's like, who are they going to get to pay that back?
So the people in your will, unless you have none, I guess.
I mean, like, what are they going to do? Like, forlow my Pokemon cards? Probably not.
Yeah.
Actually, they might.
Well, they'd probably fuck over whoever you sent it to.
Yeah, never mind.
To be honest.
You got to disown your children first. That's what you got to do.
That's true,
So the debt doesn't pass on.
Don't worry. This is also I can send
it's
money
like,
to
look,
the Brown
still,
Bricks podcast.
I still love all of you, but I'm about to make a lot of irresponsible decisions.
We'll put up a shirt that says, I killed myself and all I got was this lousy shirt. and that it's that it's,
I paid $1 million for it.
It's $1 million shirt
on credit,
and that's the only thing on our shop or whatever. And if you're a really big fan of us,
you'll buy it with your credit card and then end your life.
Yeah, exactly. Why do we have so few viewers?
Yeah, that's why. Because I know all the real brown brickers. They've taken their own life in solidarity.
Yeah,
they've become like the bricks you can make yourself into.
Is this going to be the opening line to the Star Wars
and or
true crime podcast or the true crime like episode on a podcast where they're like, this podcast told its entire audience to fucking kill itself and give them all their money through a weird T-shirt scam? Yeah,
we should do a true crime episode where we each find a case that we think is fun.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. That'd be cool.
Well, how would you get away with your true crime? What would your true crime even be? Are you murdering your girlfriend?
Can I make up a true crime story?
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm gonna lie.
We're all going to see which ones are real, and turns out, JK,
no, we're not going to play
all
that
of them
game
are fake. All of them are fake.
Yeah, true crime's a little long for the two truths and a lie.
I just asked you, are you killing your girlfriend?
Am I killing my girlfriend? Probably not.
Why?
Why not? Yeah, you have a good point, I suppose.
Yeah.
There we go. That's going to be the true crime.
This is what the marketplace of ideas is, folks.
It's called civil debate.
Yeah.
Is that bartering in the marketplace of ideas? Because I feel like the exchange wasn't...
What is a barter?
Very equal there.
The exchange was kill your girlfriend.
That was a sale on the marketplace of ideas. Okay. I said, do this. And you said, nah. And I said, you should. And now you're gonna.
Yeah. But I like her. So why would I?
Content, bro. Think of the content.
You're right. Imagine how awesome that famous podcaster
murders girlfriend. We explode that overnight.
It's like that one fucking streamer that was like recorded himself playing GTA 5 to pretend like he was live while he killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, that did happen.
He's like, I can't read chat tonight, guys, because, you know, my internet's being all weird, but I'm just going to play this. And I'm like, every time that he'd see a woman, he'd kill them in the game. He's like, dumb fucking bitch. It's like, just like the weirdest thing. Then he was like killing his girlfriend, and he was all over CCTV because it was England, so like they could just see him driving up. And then he was like, oh yeah,
shit was not guaranteed. He should have come up with some cooler alibis.
Yeah,
and wore a mask maybe,
or just have like ChatGPT read out the messages.
He should have had someone in on it with him come in and go, oh my God, someone just killed your girlfriend. And he would have gone,
what?
What?
I've got to go over there right now.
What the frick?
What the frick?
Someone killed my GF?
My GF?
My RuneScape GF.
But like,
murdered?
He does it where, like, the moment that he actually goes over, he's like, I'm going to go over there right now and see if she actually got murdered. And then, like, you'll see the CCTV stuff. And it's like, that's when that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He was making sure.
Damn, you're really putting together
killed
a timeline here for
See
this guy.
Well, he's in jail. So
that's why I can never start killing people, because I'd never be caught.
Yeah, that is true.
That's
something I know about you, is that you're too sly.
I'm too cunning.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows the real key is to call a lawyer, and then you win every time.
Well, it's never a bad idea.
Well, the real key is to be a sovereign citizen where none of the laws of the U.S. apply to you, but you get all the same rights.
What's, like, the sovereign citizen believe, like, fucking, like, some
they
weird...
They never signed into
well,
the
no,
social
Well, no, it's something
contract
about, like, yeah, how the U.S. has so much debt.
The U.S.
Debt being
got
offloaded
bought out by corporations, and every U.S. citizen is being,
there's like two...
is under contract, and their labor is helping to pay off that debt even today. And so through some weird legal, like, maritime law loophole or some shit. I don't remember if the maritime law part.
It's something where you have
that
to,
that works
like,
into wait, it somehow. I don't
all,
know.
This is all of their logic?
This is all of their... Well, their logic
no,
is that...
This is one theory I've heard
okay
from sovereign citizens that goes more into, like, the nutcase conspiracy shit. Some of them are just people who are like, I fucking hate the government.
I fucking hate them.
But when you, like, listen to, like, why they believe that they can do it, they do, they're like, technically, like, you've got like a shadow man, and your shadow man's like the person you're currently occupying, so like you have to send the government a letter that says, I am not my shadow man, I disown own that name. You're talking about my government puppet. So when you see them in court, they're always like, you can't address me by that name. That's my like slave name. That's my slave name.
Like a
that
cool
was given
anime.
It's
like a cool anime.
Some of them, though, are
it's all just to like not drive with a license plate. So it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Some of them are just like civil disobedience people, right? Yeah. Who like have a slightly better understanding of like laws when dealing with cops, but are like, one, not a good enough idea that they don't fuck up and get shit confused and break the law. And two, also disregard the fact that a lot of cops
don't
just aren't going to give a shit. And if they're telling you to get out of the
they
car,
don't know the cops don't
or
know
they'll
the
break
law.
Your, or they'll break your window, then you better get out of the car or
there
they'll break your window.
There's not a single cop that really understands the fucking laws
right.
that they're
that
supposed
is the
to
reason
be.
Like, if you're talking to a cop and you're like, it's actually illegal for you to do that, and they're telling you, like, I'm going to do it anyways, like, comply and then get a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, there, that's
like
why,
if they're about to break your window, right, like no amount of citing whatever you know,
well, like,
amendments or whatever is gonna get you out of that.
They're not like fucking vampires. They're not like, they're just gonna do what they want to do and then like look back on it and be like, oh yeah, that was wrong, I guess. Like, that's why, like, I guess, I don't know, at least my dad, he would always be like, listen, you always just say like, yes sir, sure, whatever, and then like afterwards you fuck them in court because you're just like, you fucked up, and like you just like comply with everything you possibly can. My dad's been turning back on that ever since he got that speeding ticket with me. He's like, he just,
he's
I just
started. Figured, what do you mean? That's still like the best.
Well, no, but then like he came over and he's like, you know, that wasn't a rolling stop by me. That wasn't a rolling stop over
you
there.
Yeah, for a rolling stop.
And so like he's like, the cop was just like
that
filling up.
Like,
he's like, gotta fill up your quota, huh? Gotta fill up your quota. And I was like, Dad, can you please not try to like antagonize the cop? And he's like, well, you'll be seeing me in court. You know I'm a lawyer, right? You'll be seeing me in court. And then he's just like, the cop's like, whatever, man. And he was just like, unbelievable. And then he built like a case and he got it dismissed. And I was like, you fucking goddamn it.
Yeah. I mean, he knew it was going to work. It's just,
I will say,
chill out.
That like, you're of not all gonna... things, to give someone a ticket for like, who gives a shit about a rolling stop? Unless it's like a busy ass intersection.
Yeah.
Like, who
unless you're rolling stop and you're like cutting someone off, like if you're rolling stopping and there's no one else around, that's such an obvious,
it's
like
just acknowledge I'm slowing down to acknowledge there's a stop sign.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know it's, I don't,
we all know the
I don't
rules.
Follow
the
line.
Slowdown is the stop sign, but then the stop.
It's like
is
if you get pulled over for, if a cop yelled at you for jaywalking when there's no cars on the street, it's like, yeah, okay, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And that's against the law, but like, really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to give a shit about that?
She's 15.
For real?
But like,
She's 15, but look at her.
Just look at her.
She did her makeup in a way that made her look at least 22.
Oh, she's your daughter. Well, you know, she...
Oh, sorry, sir. No, sir, yes, sir, whatever. I'll be seeing you in court. I'll have that. I'll get your daughter one way or another.
Foiled legally again belong
by the
to
police.
Me.
I'll get you next time. I'll get you. You're just in her room. You've got a hang glider. You jump out the window.
Yeah,
I'm a sovereign citizen.
How come that's not the motive for any like superhero villains, right? Like, some of them want to kill people, some of them want money. Why isn't any of them like nefariously trying to like hook up with girls who are like 17?
Yeah, no, I want like a pedophile supervillain, but not like a because you know the comics.
They never show him get away with. They're always saved. He never succeeds. He's always shows up and he's like, I'm gonna get you, and then you know Spider-Man comes in, he's like, get out of here, you bad man.
No, what I like is that there's like something where, because you know how there's always that one arc where it's like the villain succeeds, and then there's just like on the front cover Spider-Man's got his head in his hands and the pedophile guy's just laughing in the background, he's like, Spider-Man fails, and you're like, I don't want to read this issue.
This one looks a little upset.
This one looks really fucking upsetting. I feel like this isn't gonna be the wacky hijinks of a guy trying to sleep with the 15-year-old.
I hope they don't adapt that in the MCU.
Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, any like villain characters that like Did any Marvel actors get canceled for like doing stuff to kids, or has it just been like
I think it's
hitting
women? Marvel actors can't stop abusing women. Namor, yeah. Kang.
Most people don't do stuff to kids, especially high profile people. So
I don't know about that. I do think that we have a logbook of high profile people.
I agree
who just
that
did
most
shit
people
to kids.
Don't. I don't agree, especially high profile.
Especially. Okay, no. I'd agree that it's the opposite of that.
I see where I stepped wrong there. I'm kind of thinking more like very public facing people. I don't know.
I mean, a lot of those guys were on the jet too.
Yeah, but also a lot of people that you'd never fucking heard of in your life. And but you would not know what they look like.
I'd argue that those guys are higher profile than we are. The people who it's like, you've never heard of that person, but
no,
they're
I
still
guess
like...
that's true.
I don't know. I'd argue that they do it more, and I guess, I don't know. I don't know the crime statistics on pedophiles.
Hollywood is filled with sex pests.
Yeah.
And some of those sex pests,
anyways,
like teenagers.
Yeah, Russell Brand.
To your question, no, I don't think so.
Well, once that happens, rather than, you know, take him off
cancel
the cast, pivot, and make him the new pedophile supervillain.
I love the idea of like Chris Evans. Because
like, imagine how hard you'd root for him to lose in an Avengers movie if you knew that not only was he diddling kids in the movie, he was doing it in real life.
And then like they
that's
can
the
actually
real 4D experience.
They like let him get beat up, and then everyone's like, "You were such a great actor in that." Then you know what? You can get away with that. I love Chris
he wins the Oscar.
Chris Evans diddles a 13-year-old.
Yeah, the fight scene. The caveat is that like, you know, whoever is facing the big bad at the end actually gets to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. And for some reason, in like the Spider-Man or Tom Holland or whoever, he can't actually beat up. And he's like, now I'm calling in my best friend, Joe Rogan, to help me beat this guy up. Or like some MMA guy. And he just like actually, like instead of being like a well choreographed, like exciting fight scene, it's just that guy on the ground just fucking pummeling
he's
Steve.
He's saying
Rogers.
Like the safe word in the scene.
We're going to say that.
We're gonna put the mind stone in Mike Tyson so he can fight pedophile Ultron.
What do you think you can do to me? Like
all of
James
my
Spader.
Discord
the things
kittens.
I saw when you connected me to the internet, they informed my desires.
That's yeah, Ultron would just
I
be
got a, on the dark web.
That would
Peter.
Be funny if Ultron was just like a 4chan shit poster once he got access to the internet. Instead of learning about how awful humanity was, he just became like a green text guy. He's like, lol.
There are no strings on me.
Yeah.
There are no strings.
Yeah, they make Ultron and he's like a green text guy and he's like, now I'm going over to Wakanda. They're like, oh no.
Get him out of there.
Don't let him get to Wakanda.
Did you know that 13% no Ultron?
Ultron.
Ultron's databanks is just mostly FBI crime statistics.
Socioeconomic
factors.
Yeah, you don't understand.
You're
Ultron.
Ignoring those institutional racism, Ultron.
Yeah, you don't understand the context behind those.
I found very little mentioning institutional racism with what you showed me.
No, Ultron, you're he's like, I'm a cold, logical, reason person. So when I see numbers, I see them as absolutes. It doesn't matter. That's what he lifted up. He lifted up Detroit instead, and he was going to throw it back down.
Try to think of a black people city. Nice.
I don't know. That's too bad. The Detroit Accords instead of the Sokovia Accords.
What did he destroy? I forget.
Sokovia.
Oh, yeah. That's
not a real place.
Right? No, it was a fake like Russian place.
I think it would have been funny if they used a real Russian place.
Yeah. Spread Moscow. Yeah. The Moscow Accords. That'd be awesome.
Or just like all of Bulgaria.
All of Bulgaria. All of Russia, actually.
We need to destroy all of
Azerbaijan. The Avengers are just like on in like a dune buggy trying to get to where Ultron
like
is.
Like the Earth's mantle is destroyed. Yeah, like, what can we do here?
Yeah, he's like, we're done. The Avengers lost. Thanos is like, oh, fuck. You know what Thanos also said?
What'd he say?
I love giving people just impossible transitions.
Oh, yeah. Yandere Dev was caught grooming kids, which is the most expected grooming allegation of all time.
It's really funny to see people's reactions to it, though, because they were like, I'm so shocked. Like, they were like, who could have seen that coming, that Yandere Dev was a groomer? It's like, oh, the guy that everyone already hated.
The guy that was making a pedophile video game for the last 10 plus years.
Was that a pedophile game? You don't fuck in that game, dude.
No, but, you know, it's about teenagers running around killing each other, and he's been making it for far too long.
I don't think that makes it a pedophile.
It's about collecting
the panties. But it makes it not surprising.
You collect the panties.
Oh, actually, no. He made it so that there's like a weird lore where they're all over 18. You can't go to this school unless you're over 18 in the lore of...
That's okay. No one would care about it that much other than a pedophile, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you made that school, you would have so many creepy dudes hanging outside it. Like, everyone's 18 here, you say? You promise.
And they're all dressed.
I've been caught on that before.
I've been caught by that. The sovereign citizen things don't apply when it comes to pedophilia. No, it is one of those things where, like, because if you were making that game and you were just a normal dude and you were like, oh, it'd be funny to make a yandere simulator, you would probably just make, like, the weird shit. You probably just wouldn't include it. You'd be like, oh, I'd make it so, like, you're a love interest killing other love interests. That would be funny. And instead, he wanted to include a bunch of weird shit. So he's like, no, I just need to make it so they're all 18. Like, if I see something where someone has to justify the fact that the person's overage, even though it's like, why'd you have to justify that? That always feels like, oh, you're a pedophile.
If you have to clarify that all the characters are 18 in a setting, that's a bit of an eyebrow raise, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
And then he definitely could have been like a guy who just made a shitty game and moved on, but he was never willing to move on.
He was never willing to make the game.
He made a game, you know, it got... plenty of attention from YouTubers and stuff because, like, oh, silly yandere game, right? But it was, like, pretty badly coded, didn't run well. It's like, make a new game.
No, he never...
Take what you fucking learned.
Yeah, well, he was always right. Like, that's
try
a demo.
Again.
Like, I don't know, at least on, like, projects, especially with games, it's something where there's
gotta
a certain...
move on.
There's a certain point of, like, diminishing returns on, like, I'm going to polish this. And just, like, at a certain point, you got to be like, okay... This is so fucked up that I just need to make a different game. Like, I just need to make, like, if it's
well, like, even, you know, if he just put out what he did, right, it would have ran shitty and whatever. But, like, for what it was, a game that got, you know, lots of viral attention for, like, a short little amount of time, right? Like, if he had kept learning and improving and, like, not working from that shitty base
that,
like, kind of, you know, it's not a concept that has legs.
No.
Being a yandere and just killing people.
Honestly,
right?
like, he put out that shitty demo, the initial one, and then, like...
it's impressive to put out a game at all.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Like, but fucking, if he, like...
It's already...
spend all that time on it, like, what a waste.
10 plus years, yeah. No,
if he, like, went back, and he was, like, he made two different games, and then he went back to that, and he's, like, Yandere Simulator, like, the full-on game, he made it, like, with knowledge of, like, having made other games, I think it could have been like a pretty big success. They're like, oh shit, he's releasing the full game now, because he still would have had like some internet fame, and instead he's just a creepy pedophile. Happens.
What specifically happened that people are calling him a pedophile?
He was just grooming a bunch of Discord and
just grooming Discord kids.
Or he would like send people a bunch of fucking messages that were like
what sort of cum chalice riffs are there going on in response to this? There's gotta be some, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. For some reason, it loaded at the very bottom.
Oh, that's
the
page. Oh, yeah, that's the whole yandere.
He put out an apology?
He put out a really big apology that was, like, the worst apology, because he kept being, like, I didn't even... Like, I did send a bunch of my dick pics to them. And that was it. Like, he just admitted
I'm just going to take accountability and own up to a really... really huge fucking mistake that I've made.
You guys kept
calling it a mistake is bad, because it's not like
off the bat.
I meant to send that dick pic to an adult, but I misclicked, and that would be a huge mistake. Yeah.
Like,
you know,
that's why they call them like
you wanted to send them.
Yeah, exactly. You made that conscious choice.
Right
exactly
off the bat,
what you meant
she let
to
me
do.
Know that she was 16.
Right off the bat, you just. I do love the idea.
Occasionally, she would say something flirty towards me. However, there were times when I didn't shut it down, and I let her talk to me that way without stopping her.
After going through thousands of emails every single day, I just got so revved up that I needed to talk to a 16-year-old.
I had no excuse for tolerating this as if it was okay. I didn't want to be a buzzkill, or I didn't want to ruin the vibes. Didn't really feel like any... were not acceptable excuses. He's saying those aren't acceptable excuses.
You ever have a high schooler hit on you and you're like, I don't want to be a buzzkill, so I'm not going to shut this one down. I'm just going to keep rolling with it.
I just get that with ugly women.
Yeah, that is true. I don't want to be a buzzkill.
Yeah, I don't.
All women are ugly.
Vibe, wait, so he doesn't pretend like I have no interest in you.
Oh,
what?
He says something about the girl's friend noticed that this was happening and said that he was grooming her, but he didn't say what he said to her at all.
He said, "You shut your fucking mouth." Well,
when you look at the chat logs, it's just her, you know, 50 times a day saying, "Show me penis, show me penis,
show me
penis,
show me, show me, penis,
show me penis." And, you know, most days he said, no. But then eventually he was like, I don't want to ruin the vibe.
I don't want to be a buzzkill. Like, we've got a cool, like,
we've got a cool vibe between us. Like, I'm just going to show penis real quick.
Yeah, it's I'm just going to show penis real quick. All right, you get 5 minutes.
Over the years, a lot of people have contacted me to tell me that they look up to me. No.
I do hate those guys who are like, because there's a certain contingent of people who make content on the internet that like all they want is for people to be like, I was about to fucking kill myself, and then I saw your video or I played your Yandere game and I realized how much that was important to me, and guys are like, oh, thank you. I'm like...
Instead of doing everything in my power to disprove the allegations that I am attracted to kids, I made some remarks that sound really, really fucking questionable.
You're admitting that? Oh, no.
Oh, good thing you admit it, man. That's awesome for you. I'm just going to own up on this one. This is not an owning up situation.
I want to see some of the stuff he said.
Yeah, this isn't what this is.
Yeah, this is his apology. This is the thing he put out.
He's donated $1,000 to RAIN, an organization that provides care and benefits to survivors of abuse. That's good.
I don't think the apology itself is that bad, but it's also he did something where it's like an apology is just not going to fix this, right?
No,
nonchalant about the apology. He's like, I really, really fucked up. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
guys.
This is a fucking
kill yourself scenario.
No, this is with one of those things. That's the apology that you give to somebody when, like, something really bad where you're like, dude, you're supposed to buy plane tickets for this thing and you didn't buy the plane tickets. And you're like, I know, that was really fucking my bad. Like, I just really, it was a lapse in judgment. It's not something where it's like, I sent my dick to a 16-year-old. It's like, well, it was sorry. I fucked up. It's like, no, you didn't. You did what you wanted to do, and then people caught you.
The girl who accused him is not the girl who's being groomed. The girl who's being groomed supposedly doesn't seem like it was a bad thing.
Well yeah.
That's because she's...
But you still made this post. Like, what?
Well, because that girl's like, you keep grooming my friend.
Where does he live?
He's my roommate.
Where do you live?
Well,
what's your zip code?
Is Nebraska a one-party recording state?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, well, then she's in the clear. She said that she achieved these recordings illegally.
Nope.
No, she got those legally, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are allowed in a court of law.
I did let her in to record Yandere Simulator. Or Yandere Simulator. That man. Yandere Dev.
Yandev.
Yandev.
Yandev. Yandev. All right, anyways, this cum shit's
child, sip from the cum chalice.
Oh, yes, the cum chalice. That's what I...
What's your fall bucket list, guys?
What's your fall bucket list?
My fall bucket list?
Yeah. Pumpkin patch?
No.
Rolling around on some leaves? Pumpkin...
Fall's already over as far as I'm fucking concerned.
What do you mean? It just started.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's done.
It's over.
I'm done.
We're canceling fall.
We don't get fall anymore.
Yeah, it is like 90 degrees.
We go summer, winter, summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is now.
Yeah, the seasons have kind of been deleted.
Fall bucket list is do domestic terrorism at Vela's.
Oh, interesting. How are you going to do
that? I'm going to turn those fucking pumpkin cannons around and fire them fire those howitzers right into the middle of the Valles.
I've never gone to Valles other than like going on like a date at this point when I'm like an adult. And there's this one room that everyone's always like, oh, it's so cute. All the kids are playing around. And the kids just have like these Gatling guns of like balls that they can just shoot at you. So you walk in and they see you being a boyfriend having a bad time, and they just shoot, they just target you and shoot you.
Seems
and
like, I'm like they're doing the right thing.
This is so much fun. And I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Let's go get fucked up at Valas.
Dude, I'm down to get fucked up at Valas and harass
with all the kids.
Bro,
bring in a bunch
it's
of
not,
shit.
Okay, you it's don't not have worth to going yeah, to you Valas.
Don't, we're going to go. Come. We're going to go harass the kids at Valas.
I see here in your notes you have Seemingly Ranch. Is that in reference to that,
Taylor
like,
Swift?
Yeah, there's a picture of like a plate with chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Everyone like ketchup zooms in and they're
Seemingly
like,
Ranch.
Ketchup and Seemingly Ranch. And everyone's like talking about that. I just thought it would be funny.
I thought that was funny.
I love
ranch. Taylor Swift comes out and she's like, no, guys,
ranch probably.
She had way too much sauce on that plate for those chicken nuggets.
I know.
Which that, I'm not one to say much about that because I use a lot of fucking sauce, but
maybe there were more nuggets to put on her plate off camera. We don't know. Like
she just fucking housed like 800 nuggets before that.
Nugget.
And she actually had like
Maybe are fucking being psychos about her even more than usual now with
maybe
like the Travis Kelce stuff.
This is the normal amount that they're being psychos, but for some reason
I feel like
it's
been put in my face way
it's,
more
yeah
often.
It's being put in your face. Like I've seen how Taylor Swifties normally act and they're like, I just remember somebody digging the one that I was like, okay, these people are all psychopaths, is like she stayed at a hotel and someone was like digging through the trash. Because they were digging through like the dumpster, and they were like finding like pieces of hair, and they thought it was Taylor's hair, so they like gathered a bunch of it and then like laid it out and like put a light on it. They're like, which one of these is like actually her color? They were trying to like figure that out.
There's just that gift of
bad.
Travis Kelce just like looking up at like the fucking Chiefs game or whatever. And everyone is like, oh, get a man who looks at you this way, and everyone else is just like, he's just watching like the TV like replay.
Yeah, anything. That's
just, he's probably not looking at fucking Taylor.
Get a man. Well, he like might have been, but also like
there's very cares? Little odds that
there's,
he was.
There's something about like the incredibly fickle pendulum that is like Taylor Swift and her, like, where it's just like a guy will do something where it's like, we went on a date to a restaurant and I'm a millionaire, so I rented out the restaurant. They're like, He's the nicest man who has ever fucking lived. He's who I want, like, to everyone, like, every guy should be doing this. And then, like, it'll be like, this guy, like, farted and they're like, he's evil. You should kill him. We should all put his head on a stake like Devil Man Crybaby. Like, that should
be. Yeah, they're saying it like that.
Well, it's just like the kind of like flip flopping back and forth between those two.
Oh yeah, no, like that man's dead if he fucks up with Taylor.
No, and then she just writes an album and they're cool with it.
I guess they do have to have that cycle.
We got a graph here. It's a graph of 12th graders who have driver's license, tried alcohol, ever dated, or work for pay. It's lines showing they're all going down.
It's a really fucking sad graph.
All going down.
I love
which like people have been talking about that for a while. Like I know driver's license has been going down.
People don't want to fucking drive.
I know dating and sex in general has been going down.
Yeah,
but like that's old news. What other data points do we want to see on there about 12th
let's
graders?
See how much people know about Sonic the Hedgehog. Boop,
well,
boop,
how
boop,
do you
boop,
get
boop.
Measured?
Let's see how much like. Let's think about things that our generation would be going up in.
Well, okay, tried alcohol. Let's combine that with driver's license here and said driven drunk, you know?
Yeah, when I saw in the notes, I saw the tried alcohol and driver's license first, and I thought it was going to be an article on how these just high schoolers are out of control, just getting fucked up and driving around, but clearly it's the opposite.
New TikTok trend shows kids the moment that they get a driver's license do a shot in the parking lot.
Kids are doing the Paul Walker challenge.
I have seen, I did watch a really interesting TikTok that was about like social currency, where the idea was that like, so there was this one chick dancing on the subway and they're like, okay, listen, you're probably not going to get fired from your job if they have something of you dancing on the subway. And people are like, oh, because the internet exists, people are less likely to act like assholes. And he's like, no, because the fact that you could go viral doing that, like the benefits so wholly outweigh the negatives of that like everyone's just doing dumb shit all the time because they're like, oh, there's a chance I could go viral from stuff. So it's not like inhibiting people, it's like making them more excited to do dumb shit.
I just remembered a moment that happened down at the bar last night that I'd like to quickly bring up. I was out on the patio and this girl came up and we were chatting, And I don't remember what the context was, but it was something where she was about to say the R word, but then she caught herself and she went Riri's.
Riri's.
Uh-huh.
Like infantilizing that
and
slur.
And I, you know, I went like, oh, nice save. Right. And she was like, oh, is that the kind of thing that upsets you? I'm like, and I was like, it doesn't upset me personally, but like, you know, I try not to say it down here because I don't know who it's going to upset. Yeah. And then she just, after I said that, goes, retard.
She just needed to get it out.
And I was like, okay. She was like, I feel bad that I said it now. There was no, she's like, there was no reason to say that.
This person sounds kind of cool, actually.
15. He looked like in her early 20s.
No, this person sounds funny.
Person she was kind of
funny. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like, that's like what we would do.
Yeah.
No. Just like, just say it. It's like, oh yeah, now I feel bad for doing that.
It was just, yeah, it was a funny moment.
Yeah.
Just got fucking ADHD. What's up with the you buying Tinder Select, Jack?
Oh, I'm not buying
you have,
it.
You have a girlfriend. You don't need Tinder Select.
I just so Tinder has come out with a new subscription model that's
you couldn't help yourself.
$500 a month.
Damn.
But it's supposed to be like really good. And it's like one of those
things. What the fuck is that?
Bro, yeah. At a certain point, Tinder is just going to start hiring hookers that like when you pay for a certain thing, they're like, all right, you got to go on a date with this guy.
Yeah. Paying, we can guarantee you a date. And it's just some like 30-year-old woman chain smoking. Yeah, she's like,
hey,
oh, you look so beautiful.
You're just my type.
You're just my type. Where are we going tonight?
Do you want to take me to dinner first or do you just want to fuck?
Just want to fuck.
It doesn't matter.
He's like, wow, Tinder Select is awesome.
Tinder Select rock.
Tinder Select. You have to do like Tinder Select for like 3 months in a row, and then it's like you're guaranteed a date.
Tinder guarantees you pussy.
I've got syphilis.
Yeah, I gotta be able to, like $500 a month. I gotta be able to walk into like some store and take whoever the fuck I want.
Saran wrapped woman. No, it's just for me. It's one of those things where it's like so obviously like Tinder looked at like gacha games and they're like, how do we get some more of that? Like we have like Tinder Gold that costs like $30 a month. But like, how do we get some more of that? Because we have the same.
How do we make this, you know, appealing to whales?
Yeah, exactly. They were like, someone on their board watched that one fucking like. It is kind of a gotcha game.
Yeah, but it's that's like, what
dude, did you see this week's Tinder banner?
This Tinder. Dude,
there's a higher pull rate on
country girls,
on blondes and Indian Americans.
And that's the same every week.
That's true. There's always a pull rate. Oh my god, that rocks.
I can't even imagine spending $500 on like a fucking first date. That's insane.
No, yeah. Well, of course,
and you're
not
even getting there.
Well, no, but it's like one of those things where they can match you like automatically, and it could just be like you message first, and you get like put to the top of their thing regardless. Yeah. And you could also hide the fact that
every
you're Tinder
Select. Every fucking woman has to see my face.
Well, that what's funny is that the people who are paying for that are the people you definitely don't want to be fucking talking to. Which, no. Like, I feel like just makes it worse for the women on Tinder. Not that they already.
Although,
have-
you know, for some women on there. If it shows who has Tinder Select, then they're going to go like, damn, that's a guy who can afford to pay $500 a month.
That's why it lets you, like, you get a badge, but you can actually hide the badge. So I'm like, I wonder what the gameplay is going to be of like, do you actually just show the badge to be like, yeah, I can just drop $500 a month to like get pussy. So like, if you want to date me, you're probably going to be the person on the receiving end of that $500 from here on out.
What's the Courtney and Kim Dolce drama, Jack?
Who the fuck are those people?
So Courtney and Kim Kardashian, I believe it was Courtney's wedding, and she had a certain look that she was going for during her wedding, and then Dolce came out with a new line, and Kim was doing stuff with that Dolce thing, like that looked the exact same as like the look that Courtney had for her wedding. And the new season of the Kardashians, they got like really legit mad at each other. They were like, you fucking kidding me that like you actually came out and did like this whole Dolce shoot right after my wedding that took like attention away from my wedding? And then she's like, And then Kim was like, you know, all your kids hate you. We have a group chat with just me and your kids where we talk about how much you suck. So it got like really personal really quick.
That's fucking
But I like cool. that part because it was just fucking like these people that like going after each other.
To drop on somebody.
And then everyone's like, oh, that's fucked up. And I'm like, no, that rocks. Like, yeah. Who started that?
Yeah, you can't come back from that. You can't come back from like, I have textual proof that your children hate you and like me more.
It's like, imagine who started the group chat where it's just, he's like, get Aunt Kim in here. Let's talk about how much we fucking hate our mom. Like, that rocks.
I feel like if you'd hate, what's her face, the other one, you'd hate Kim too.
I'm sure there's enough people who watch, like, you know, all the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, their Kardashian shit. That there's got to be factions within that.
Yeah. That's like, Jackson, that's like saying if you hate Ichigo, you're bound to hate Chad. It's like, those are two different people.
Yeah.
Everyone's
got their comfort.
That's like saying if you hate Luffy, you're bound to hate Zoro. It's like, nope. Those are two different people in the canon of the Kardashians.
I guess.
The best really Kardashian thing point. To ever come
don't
out
Don't act
was,
like you know about the Kardashians.
I don't fucking know.
The best thing to ever come out of the Kardashian TV show is when they were fucking, their kid was playing the Fortnite game that was just Kim K's sex tape on every wall. Yeah. Said, what the fuck is this? And she pulls up like your
Roblox,
iPad.
I'm pretty
She's like,
sure.
oh yeah, it was Roblox. She's like, we're going to sue them, honey. And then like Roblox immediately took it down. And changed a bunch of their TOS stuff.
Yeah, pissing off the Kardashians, I'd have to imagine, is not as extreme, but not a dissimilar fear to, like, pissing off Disney's legal team.
Oh, God, yeah.
They right. Like, they're like the Harkonnens.
It's like, yeah, don't.
They really are. I would love
like
it
the
if,
fucking
like, the so, like what's really sad about Keeping Up with the Kardashians is that they'd stay in the same house. I would love it if they, like, slowly turned into, like, Danny Bella Noobs. Like, they have, like, hover chairs now, and their entire place looks like the Harkonnen, like, harsh, like, lighting and stuff.
They're all bald. And fat.
That when Roblox, you know, caved and bent the knee to the Kardashian powers, like cowards.
Like cowards.
Do you think they also gave their kids a bunch of free Robux?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure like they did that so their kids are like, well, they sent them that, and then the Robloxian CEO came over and he's like, hey, can you please, please, please tell your mom to drop the lawsuit? And the kids are like, mom, they're gonna give me a bunch of free Robux.
I can finally join Ignatian.
I can join Ignatian for free. She's like, what the fuck is that? That is funny how like that stuff gets to us, but like people are like, what's a Google? Like, the people who actually should be like worried about that are like, how do I turn on my Finsta? And so they have no clue. They can't like legislate any of like the Roblox shit that's like,
how do I turn on my Finsta?
This is just like Sonic porn. How do I turn on my Finsta so I can like all those gay trap messages? The one like senator who's like liking all that one guy's messages.
Oh, yeah.
Or like some
who had like passed
fans.
Like a bunch of like anti-gay legislation or voted.
He's like,
on
see,
it.
Oh, motherfucker.
What's his face? Fucking that one New York senator who's gay. The Hispanic guy, fuck, what's his name?
The guy who's lying about being Jewish?
Yeah, yeah.
And lying about being gay?
Oh, what's his face? Yeah, Jewish. He was Jewish.
Yeah, well, he's not lying about being gay, I guess, because in his condolence message about Dianne Feinstein, he mentioned that he had a husband for the first time.
That rocks. Good for him.
Just hard launching his husband.
Hard launching
with
the
fucking condolences to Dianne Feinstein.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he also converted. He's like, this time we're doing it for real.
This time I'm
no
Jewish.
Fucking around.
I went to a gay conversion therapy thing.
I
went to the Ron Bricks gay conversion therapy.
And
they made me gay,
guy?
And then they circumcised me.
The other Republican guy who got all the gold bars. That guy is cool.
Gold bars?
Gold bars.
Yeah, we found out that he was taking bribes in the form and taking out like a bunch of money from his bank account, putting it into gold bars.
That fucking
he got his house.
Oh my god!
He got his house raided.
He just has fucking gold doubloons.
Anytime you take someone who's like just like disgustingly wealthy, where it's like no one person should have that much money, the more their value is just in like physical gold. Right, like if they had like a big vault filled with golden coins, the more I'm like, okay, that's actually kind
of
cool.
Yeah, no, the idea of you burying all of your wealth in the backyard of your like suburban home.
Yeah, Robert
the closer
Menendez.
You get to Scrooge McDuck, the more I kind of like it.
Yeah, the more I'm like if all of Elon Musk's value was in like gold doubloons.
If he just became like a hardcore curmudgeon who's like, I don't understand all these goddamn trans people on the app I bought.
Yeah.
I just want to fill up my vault with more gold.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, Elon, you do you.
As Robert Menendez, who's indicted on bribery charges, including the allegation that he accepted actual bars of gold in exchange for pressuring prosecutors to go easy on an individual accused of bank fraud.
Does that not kind of fucking rock? Where it's something where I just imagine the fucking meeting that he had with all these bank prosecutors, and he's like, would you be able to maybe convince some of your buddies? He's like, no, that would go against my values. And they're like, hmm? And then they have like a waiter pull over like a thing, and he pulls it off, and there's just a bunch of gold doubloons.
Really struggling. Like, oh my God.
Dude, he had a fuck ton, though. There's like at least fucking 8 of them, and they're huge, like proper gold bars.
That rocks. Let's be real. I don't know how
much money that is, but it's probably a fucking lot.
That's what makes it so awesome, you don't know how much money.
It could be the most amount of money you've ever seen.
That Elon Musk is just like all of his money is in like a collection of like a, you know, like one of those Home Depot, like you can get like those boxes that are like the plastic containers with the plastic tops. Or just like those like storage containers. I like the idea that fucking all of Elon Musk's value is one of those under his bed filled with gems. And he's
that's what's even cooler than having all your money in gold is having it all in jewels.
Yeah, if he just had a bunch of jewels and he like pulled them out underneath his bed, and every time he had to make a Twitter interest payment, he had to take like a handful of jewels and give it to a bank man.
Jewels. Costco sold out of all their gold after Bob Menendez got.
Wait, really?
I guess Costco sold 1 ounce gold bar.
Costco is in the gold business?
I guess.
Was it discount gold?
It's online.
Okay.
No, they're just 1 ounces, so I guess they're not like a proper like big bar.
That's interesting that they do the opposite. I would have figured that Costco would sell multiple like bars of gold, but on a discount.
You know, it's like, there's still smaller versions of like the big one.
I just want one of these uber billionaires to make a Scrooge McDuck pool and then dive into it for charity.
And they fucking can. And you know they can.
You know they could do it.
This is what they would sell. They look like they've got some weird like Assyrian design.
That's how most gold bars look, where it's like kind of just like a smooth lump with some design.
$2,000 per customer.
Two per customer. People are rushing them like that one fucking the Pokemon.
Where do they
Van Gogh museum?
I think they're online only.
Okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, if you had gold bars just sitting at Costco, just
sitting around in your fucking store,
to the wine,
you're begging for some heist shenanigans.
Yeah, if people are just like going to like fill up their cart with
it's
gold
like,
bars.
All right, I need more razors right there. And what's that?
What's that gold bars?
What the hell? What's that glow I see?
What the frick?
I love the idea that it's next to like a vacuum cleaner, and that it's just like fucking gold bars.
Or like
pick
those
up
like display ones where it's like, oh, Scrub Daddy has like a special cutout display over here by the cleaning products.
Gold bars. just fucking in like the same thing that you have like Reese's peanut butter cups in, and they're just like shoveling gold bars.
What about a free sample? Where it's just, there's a woman holding a briefcase, and you're like, I'd like a sample. And she says, okay. And she opens up the briefcase, and you can stick your hand in it and feel around.
Yeah, you're like, ah,
so much value.
I like the idea.
All in one spot.
Yeah, I'll take one. I like the idea instead that it's like, I'd like a free sample, and there's like a mini swimming pool, and they open up in the back, and there's like a curtain, and you get to dive in like Scrooge McDuck.
Right.
I said, how many gold bars would you want? And you said, all of them.
CEO of Costco, you can do that.
Then I can tell people to kill themselves because they're going to fucking make the hot dogs more than the dollar. Let's see what else.
I would fuck up a Costco hot dog right now.
I want pizza.
Oh, this rocks. Did you guys see this?
See what?
No.
Joe Biden has an interesting thing to say about LL Cool J. He had an interesting term to call him that was maybe of his time, back before women could vote.
When was this?
This was very recently.
And two of the great artists of our time, representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America,
LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think
that boy's got Joe Biden. Don't,
yeah,
don't say it like that, please.
I was definitely expecting something worse, though.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
You did hype it up a bit too much.
He I'm didn't sorry. Call him the N-word, but he did call LL Cool J a boy.
Yeah. I feel like when you're fucking like 90 years old, you call everyone younger than you a fucking boy, your child.
If you're the president,
it's,
you
it's
probably
not a great look.
You probably shouldn't be doing that to a black guy.
I guess.
You go call a black guy you see at the bar.
I'm not gonna say it like that.
Hey boy, you've got bigger biceps than me.
I thought he was gonna go like one of the coolest urban guys I know.
Urban youths. One of the coolest urban youths. He's not in the 13% the 60% or whatever the FBI crime statistics.
Well, you're a fake fan.
Yeah, you're a fake racist.
Fake racist, yeah. Don't tell me that's not a little funny that Joe Biden
it's
called
Ella. It is a little funny, but I think I was just
really not that funny.
Expecting
you hyped it
way
up
worse.
Much. Yeah.
I was expecting him to like hardcore like dog whistle some racist shit.
If Trump called LL Cool J a boy, if he said that boy over there,
people would definitely be harsher. Yeah.
Yeah. The people would not be as cool with that.
Yeah, because that's not what he said, though.
He said that boy, Scott.
Not that boy over there.
No, he said that. Well, he's like LL Cool J, and he's like, that boy has got biceps bigger than my thigh. Which is, old man racist terms. And I just get a kick out of every time Biden lets the mask slip a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, no, fucking slip for sure.
He's like, put that shit back on.
But that's what happens when you make a fucking 117-year-old man our president.
You guys watched the second Republican debate?
No, I didn't.
It was very cringe. It was not.
They all
are so fucking cringe. It's very weird.
What was the cringiest moment?
Well, the cringiest moment I have to say is that the one of the moderators asked them to do like a Survivor style, like who are you guys gonna vote off the island? And then they're all such fucking bitch nerds about it. None of them wanted to do it. And then Chris Christie was asked like, okay, but who would you vote off? And he said Donald Trump. And it's like, fucking kill yourself. You're so lame.
I don't know.
You're
that's
so boring,
whole thing, right? Like Chris Christie's like
called him Donald Duck.
Well, no,
like, that's
Christie's
when one
like
of them
the...
produces, the idol, and they go, "I have immunity."
I got the immunity.
No, the
idol.
Chris Christie's like with the Republican attack dog. Like he's a bot Republican GOP guy, and like that's why in the first debate, because I remember I saw him and I was like, "This guy's he's not going to win. He's not trying to win, but he is going to try to go out there and like kill an opponent that they think is going to be like." And so that's why he went after like Vivek or whatever very hard in the first debate, and that's why he's going after Trump now is because like
I mean
he's a corporate GOP.
In 2016, you saw it from all the GOP candidates who weren't Trump. Was like at first they're all like, "This man's a disgrace to our politics," you know, like we can't let him represent the party.
They all still
and then the
him.
More he got traction, the more and more of them were like, "Hey."
Nothing will ever be funnier than after fucking he called Ted Cruz's wife like a dog. She's like, she's a dog person. And then like Ted Cruz was on the fucking phone saying like, "Will you vote for Donald Trump?
Please vote for
him. Oh boy. Heckerino."
Yeah. Chris Christie, he's cringe. Vivek's cringe. Ron has dropped so fucking hard in the polls. Nobody really gives a shit about him anymore.
Well, Ron just doesn't seem human. Ron seems like
he's, always so pained.
Not
in his
that
face.
I like about Ron, but that, I acknowledge it. Like, I see you, Ron, is that, like, he does seem like a guy who, like, when he did all this Disney shit, he just seems like a crazy racist man who's like, "I believe this shit."
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm in politics. Whereas most of the rest of them, like, I just think that they're in it for the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ron, I at least see a quality in him that I don't respect, but it's like, he's about it. He's about being a racist piece of shit.
Yeah, he's about...
No, Ron's like, he believes that full through.
But right.
Like, some people are like just appealing to their like constituents. Ron's like actually like a weird racist guy.
Right, it's like when you see Matt Walsh, it's like, okay, some of these guys are just being edgelords for attention. You... are about this. You want trans people to die.
Yeah,
for
you
want to
fucking kill trans people because you hate them.
Well, he was a fucking Guantanamo Bay torture overseer.
Oh, good for him.
For that's his, that was Walsh his military was? Service. No, Ron DeSantis.
Oh, really?
That tracks. Yeah. That tracks.
He said, like, he talked about his service sometimes, and everybody, like, he'll lead you to believe that he went over to like Afghanistan or something. It's like, no, you were just in fucking Cuba, just overseeing torture.
That rocks. There's a Starbucks in Guantanamo Bay.
There's a McDonald's too.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome.
And they put the flag of Hef Steph for Dianne Feinstein.
God bless America. The did you guys see that one Canadian Nazi?
Yeah, I did.
That rocked. That, like, just all of Canada was like, he fought against the Russians in World War II. It's what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, he fought the Soviets.
Trudeau got like super hyped. They're like, you're anti-Russia, so that means you're with us. And he's like, it's not really. Ooh.
My favorite thing from it is that Poland immediately wanted to extradite him to fucking execute.
Yeah, they were like, fucking give us so we could kill him. And then it was funny how everyone's like, we just didn't know. It's like, you guys don't know anything about like World War II statistics.
You guys just didn't look this guy up at all.
Who did you like? What do you think he was fined for?
Yeah,
like buying Russians in World War II, right? Like, even if he wasn't a Nazi, it's like, okay, Italy, fascist, yeah. You know, like Japan, like they weren't super cool guys during World War II.
Well, no, it's like also he was like in Ukraine fighting against Russia, and it was like, well, what were they up to at that time?
Yeah,
it's
like who formed the SS divisions down there, and what did they kind of?
It would be so funny if they were like, we're so sorry that we partnered with that the evil Russian Empire during that time. We should have been fighting alongside you, Ukraine. And they're like, wait, what were you fighting for? It's like,
Oh, the Nazis.
That's, man, Justin Trudeau rocks. I like how he's just so over it now.
I like how somebody's grandpa made it to fucking like 98, walked into there and was immediately outed as
Nazi. Why did you do that?
Yeah. I was fucked up.
If I was Mr. Inglorious Bastards, I'd be like, I'm not going out there. I do not want to have the
like
attention.
You've laid low for so long, and then
I guess like he just wants to pop. He's like, I did some good fucking work killing those Jews. Let's be real.
He's seeing the culture change. He's going like, yeah, I can start doing public.
I think it would be really funny if like at the very end they're like, do you have anything to say? And he's like, it wasn't 6 million. And they're like, wait, what? Yeah, no way, this guy's a Nazi.
Who the fuck?
It was way more. It was way more. Everyone's trying to dance.
They didn't
now.
Count our achievements in the Ukraine.
They do not realize that it was all
I guess
the answer.
Probably have more of a Ukrainian accent, but
I like thinking that every Nazi has like a hard German accent to this day. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter if they like lived in Cape Cod or like Venezuela. That would be like one of those people where it's like this awesome scientist from Venezuela is showing us all of his accounts.
Oh yeah, no, I think they did say like because. He kind of got kicked out of Canada for a little bit after that, and he's like, this is really sad. I'm going to have to go live with my friends in South America.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
They're like, in order to respect Argentinians, we'd like to bring up 98-year-old Klaus to see what he has to say.
Yeah.
But I have lived in Argentina for so long. It is a part of
Argentina.
My home.
Argentina.
In Argentina.
Yeah, they don't know how to say it still.
Even after I was kicked out of my home, they gave me a new one, which is very great.
Very great.
Now I know there are two master races.
that's what Hitler said to get the Japanese on his side. It was like, you guys are like almost the second master race. Mm-hmm. How do you like that?
Mm-hmm. Quite.
And they just
There was one U.S. president who called Japanese people honorary whites.
Yeah.
I forget who that was.
It was Joe Biden.
It was Joe Biden.
President Joe Biden.
After. He's like, you guys are honorary whites in my book.
Probably fucking like
Jack.
LBJ or some shit. Yeah, LBJ would say that shit.
Apparently LBJ, like, but he was like the reason. It was very funny. Because, like, people have looked back. So, like, a lot of what Kennedy got passed, like, after he died. And, like, a lot of, like, the stuff that he was going to get through. Everyone was so racist back then that, like, it probably wouldn't have gotten passed unless he got shot in the head. Because everyone would have just been like, no, we're not doing any of that civil rights reform. And then LBJ came in and convinced all of the racist people to be like, guys, come on, he just died.
We got to wait until Biden puts out some, like, he won't do this. But if he puts out, like, a super progressive thing, they'll for sure get vetoed. That's when you gun him down.
That's when he kills himself.
Stabby. I have a feeling things would be different if he fucking killed himself. It would just be like,
maybe.
Oh, well, that's tragic. But if Kennedy's like, I don't want to be on this planet anymore.
We need crisis actors to pretend to be fascist and shoot Joe Biden.
Yeah, just like the people at Columbine.
That was how JFK was assassinated. He was assassinated by anti-Cuban sentiment.
Yeah, it's true.
Though they made Lee Harvey Oswald look like he was pro-Cuban.
Well, I mean, the whole assassination. A lot of those assassinations were just the FBI. Have you guys ever read that awesome FBI thing that was like, he was like, MLK, we know that you've been sleeping around with other women, so you should probably just kill yourself. The FBI's first thing was like a letter that was just telling him to kill himself, and they're like, yeah, odds are right now
it's always worth a shot.
This could all get resolved if you just fucking killed yourself.
Imagine how much simpler things would be if you weren't here for us.
Yeah, if you weren't around, wouldn't that make this so much easier? It is also funny to see all of like the obvious cover-up shit that happened with his assassination, where they're like, that's not how that happened, and then they're like, ah, but you know.
You got us.
Yeah, or not even you got, like, I think they did get sued, and they're like, it's obvious that you guys had something to do, and so they like paid his family and the guy who they threw in jail. It's like, they're obviously, the FBI obviously did that, and they're like, whatever.
I thought it was the CIA who got him. Was it the FBI?
FBI.
FBI.
CIA, I think the CIA might
have. CIA does a lot of things internally that they're not supposed to, but FBI also does a lot of bad things internally.
Well, I think
they're meant to handle it internally.
They're both not awesome.
The CIA does the bad things out of the country most of
the time. They're the one who destroy all the South American countries.
Yeah.
The CIA are the people who are dropping in like saying like zombies are here and they're going to kill you, so you need to give up your country. There's a time where the CIA tried to convince a bunch of people that vampires were out because they realized that local legends made people actually believe in vampires. So they're like, vampires are here. And they just like infected a bunch of people with new viruses and threw them into a country. And then they got them to surrender. So, you know, another one in their book. And if you want to surrender, you can email us at brownbrickspodcast@gmail.com. I don't remember. I watched a Wendigo video on it, though.
It was cool. In Transylvania.
Yeah.
It was high. Yep.
Just like thinking, like, where the fuck would they believe?
Dracula is back.
All right,
good night, everybody.
All right, good night. And I love you. I love you.
I hate you.
I love you. Well,